So we're starting with depletion, page one of our materials. And John asked if I could just give a little introduction to the state of capital expenditures in the industry while he demonstrates this with his 3D visuals. We have sophisticated 3D visuals here for you folks that we're going to show you. When we last met as a panel, the price of West Texas Intermediate was $93 a barrel. Many projects continue to be green-lighted. A year ago, the price had fallen to $74 a barrel. We began to see significant caution on the part of companies regarding their future CapEx.
A little bit of caution.
Yesterday, the price for West Texas Intermediate, which had been recovering some momentum, dropped to $40 a barrel. And many CapEx projects have been put on red alert or stopped altogether. Or the company had to take even more drastic measures, such as the current CapEx environment. With that introduction, let's talk about cost depletion. John's going to lead it off and tell us why we care about this, why it matters, and why the SEC's recent developments throw a lot of uncertainty in the area as to what to do, what the law is, and what opportunities there may be to produce tax-efficient results, as Stephen would like to say.
Do you want to say that none of the views expressed?
Yes, thank you. Stephen reminds me, I should say, that we have a couple of government panels on our program today. We're very grateful for these panelists. Let me say that none of their views that they're going to express, unless they provide to the contrary, are official views of the government. So anyone out there in the press, please say that when you quote John or whatever. Please say that he prefaced his comments by saying these were not the official positions of the IRS, the chief counsel, or the commissioner. They're rather his personal views.
Yes, that includes the flags. I appreciate it, Tom. Tom, you did a great job.